Movies and musicals on RTE Lyric FM, sponsored by IFI at Home, the new streaming service from the Irish Film Institute. Come home to film. Come home to ifihome.ie.
Heads up.
I'm calling Malala.
Whatever you need me to do, I'm available.
Coming, my sweet.
We're going on a road trip.
Caustic wit is my religion.
I like this one.
Well, that's because I'm rich.
It gets bigger.
Whatever you do, do it 100%.
Smile and put on a happy face.
We've passed on all we know.
She could be an Avenger if she tried.
Well, I'm terribly sorry, dear.
The movie news.
Look at me.
With Garrett Davey.
Close your eyes.
Afternoon to you, Garrett. We're starting with news of a remake. I'm not sure about this one.
Yeah, well, I mean, we always have remake news. And of course, people kind of, you know, you take it one way or the other if you'd like to see it hit the screen again. The famed musical The King and I plans for a new feature adaptation of it. They're planning a contemporary perspective that explores diversity and the contrasting worldviews of the characters by drawing from real history and the musical itself. Of course, the classical period story sees Anna setting sail from England to Bangkok to take position of a school teacher for the royal court of the King of Siam. Now, the original 1956 first film adaptation starred Yul Brynner and Deborah Kerr, and it won 5 Oscars out of 9 nominations, so it was very, very popular. Why not so keen?
Yeah, I just don't know if we need to see it remade. And at the same time, I always say, you know, there's no point in remaking something unless you do something with it. So as you say, if they are going to take a more contemporary look at it in terms of diversity and that, it might be worth it. But I won't judge yet, I guess. I won't judge yet. Now, you have some lovely casting news for us this afternoon. Ruth Negga just going from strength to strength.
Absolutely. And she's attached to star a legendary jazz age performer and civil rights activist, Josephine Baker. And this is for a limited series called Josephine. Dee Harris Lawrence will act as showrunner. Emmy nominated director Millicent Shelton is involved, as is NBA legend LeBron James, who'll be producing the project. But this is kind of, you know, we've seen Ruth Negga, you know, appear in some really important films in recent years. And I suppose to take a role like this in a limited series could be a huge move. There has been big actors that have played her on film before. Beyoncé, Diana Ross, Lynn Whitfield all played in different film and TV versions. So this is going to be a sort of unflinching look at the force of nature that was Baker.
Quite the story.
Look forward to that one.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Definitely.
Really, she's such a
talent, Ruth Negga. We wish her well with that. And from Ruth Negga to Lenny Kravitz.
Lenny Kravitz is joining the cast of a movie, an action comedy called Shotgun Wedding, which the Pitch Perfect director Jason Moore is involved with, going to star alongside Jennifer Lopez and Josh Duhamel. And basically, he's replaced Armie Hammer, actually, who's been in a lot of controversial commentary lately and has lost kind of a lot of film roles. Mm. But Shotgun Wedding will follow Darcy and Tom as they gather their lovable but very opinionated families for the ultimate destination wedding, and just as the couple are getting cold feet. And if that wasn't enough to sort of put a dampener on the celebration, suddenly everyone's lives are in danger when the entire party is taken hostage.
Okay.
So there you go. There's your pitch for that one.
All right, over to Tom Cruise. Is Mission Impossible 8 proving to be a real Mission Impossible?
But yeah, you see, their plan was here that they were going to shoot them back to back, that we'd have 7 and that they'd shoot 8 at the same time, and then they'd be able to release them 1 year after the other. But of course, this was a film set that was really affected by the pandemic. It was stopping and starting, and there was COVID positive tests on the set at one stage. And of course, you know, Mission Impossible film, they shoot everywhere. They've gone from Norway to Italy to the UK. And obviously it has halted production many times. There was, of course, the leak from the set of Tom not being happy with people who were breaking COVID protocols as well. But what they reckon is he's going to have to take a break to do promotion on the Top Gun movie, Maverick, that's going to be coming out. So it looks like it's going to slightly delay the notions of the back-to-back filming that they were planning. Now, they are still sort of planning sort of release schedule. 7 is going to be released November 19, 2021. That's the expectation. While we're looking at November 4th, 2022 for Mission Impossible 8. Will that change just because of the delay? I suppose we'll see. But
there's no stopping them anyway, really.
In small measures. I mean, they really are going for this.
All right. Jordan Peele, we know him as a fantastic director in terms of Get Out. What is he doing next?
He's got another project. It's all a bit sort of secret at the moment, but he's got a good cast lined up. Kiki Palmer has signed on to star alongside Daniel Kaluuya, who obviously is doing quite well at the moment with the sort of reaction to him. I did get to see Judas and the Black Messiah.
Yeah, it's good, isn't it?
He plays Fred Hampton in that. Mm. It's a good movie.
Yeah,
it's a
really
good, strong movie. Yeah. And he's earned a Golden Globe nomination and SAG nominations as well. Probably will be in the Oscar running as well.
Yeah.
But details for this, and of course he was in Get Out, famously top line Get Out for Jordan Peele. So it's a good combination to have them back working together, keeping the project details secret at the moment. But Peele has written the script and is directing and producing.
Great stuff. We'll keep an eye on that one. A little bit of news from the Galway Film Fla.
Yeah, just to say that the FLA is now accepting short film submissions for its 2021 edition. It has three Oscar qualifying categories, and it's always a great showcase for Irish shorts. I know a lot of Irish filmmakers do tune into your show, so just to remind them that May 10th is the final deadline for submissions and to get busy with finishing those films for
Excellent.
The FLA
May
this summer.
May 10th is the day. Okay. Great trailer dropped earlier this week.
Yeah, this is the trailer for Cruella. And of course, you know, when Disney have been reimagining so many of these movies, live action movies, Emma Stone is starring in this. Here's a little clip of the trailer.
From the very beginning, I realized I saw the world differently than everyone else. That didn't sit well with some people. But I wasn't for everyone. I guess they were always scared that I'd be a psycho.
Yeah, that's Emma Stone in Cruella. She looks kind of wonderfully quirky in it, and the whole thing has a fantastic look to it. I think we're seeing that around May, Garrett, are we?
Yeah, so hopefully, obviously, in terms of cinemas and people have been able to get to see it. But of course, with Disney Plus been so buoyant for them at the moment, you know, they also have that option in terms of where they could release it. But another, you know, big potential hit from Disney on the way.
A couple of online releases to mention to us, Garrett.
Yeah, Rosamund Pike stars in I Care a Lot. This is about Maria Grace and self-assured, basically professional court-appointed guardian for dozens of elderly wards whose assets she seizes through dubious but legal means. It had a critically acclaimed debut at the Toronto Film Festival. Peter Dinklage also stars in that. And then there's a series that's been released during the week on Netflix worth mentioning, Behind Her Eyes, about Louise, who her husband walks out, has made her son her world, supporting them both with her part-time job. And her world is thrown off kilter when she begins an affair with her new boss, David, played by Tom Bateman. And matters take an even stranger turn when she's drawn into an unlikely friendship with his wife, Adele, played by Eve Hewson.
All
so
right.
there's just a couple of suggestions.
Great.
Online.
What about a TV movie for us?
Yeah, so an oldie, but a goodie. It is Educating Rita.
Oh, that's great.
Which, obviously based on Willie Russell's stage play starring Michael Caine and Julie Walters, about a Liverpool hairdresser unhappy with her marriage and her lot in life. So she enrolls in an open university course, hoping to expand her horizons. It's on at 11 p.m. tonight on BBC Two. That is worth revisiting.
It certainly is. Gareth, thank you very much indeed.
Thanks, Aideen.